casting a spotlight on the Irish film industry. We'll hear from Terry Hooley on creating good vibrations, the cellist turned stuntwoman, and how an Irishman sparked a revolution in cinema sound, the fine art of Foley.
Every car chase you've ever heard is done with a hot water bottle and on a wet tile.
That's The Business, tomorrow morning at 10.
Sunday with Miriam.
Frank McGuinness, you believe in love at first sight?
Oh, I do, yeah.
So was it love at first sight?
Yeah, it was, yeah. He was interviewing me for a job. I'm not just because I got it, I'm not saying that, because I certainly wasn't the favourite for the job, but I got it. But he was there and I thought he was stunning and still do.
Sunday with Miriam, Sundays from 10 a.m. on RTE Radio 1.
And this is RTE Radio 1. On today's Callan's Kicks, Tinker, Traitor, Shatter, Spy, the latest on the bugging saga, plus rugby, Gooch, Gabriel Byrne, and rehab.
Everybody, sit down! Allow the teacher!
Let me assure the House that there is no surveillance of any kind going on in the state. Which is why we have no idea what the hell is going on.
There is something rotten in the state of Denmark.
This is not a time to be quoting Enid Blyton, Deputy Martin. Kion Corla, I've just been informed that the suspicious Wi-Fi network in GSOC came from the nearby Insomnia Cafe. Gardaí are raiding the coffee shop as we speak. We will not cease. We will not cease until we discover why these people who are awake all night off their heads on macchiatos would be spying on GSOC.
You're loving the Gardaí get away with never mind.
In order to regain public confidence, Concola, GSOC will now be subject to the same systems as the most secure fortress in all of Western Europe, rehab, where it is impossible to glean any information from.
This bugging scandal, Concola, has rocked the operation of democracy.
There is no evidence of bugging whatsoever, Concola. And we intend to correct this matter. We will make Ireland the best small country in the world in which to do bugging.
It is unfortunate that it should have come to this.
No, for the love of God, Count Shatter, don't do it!
I'm afraid you've left me with no choice, Mr. Connolly. You told Sergeant McCabe that I'd come after him.
I was only joking about it.
How very cool of you. McCabe is of a very sensitive disposition.
Yes.
He carries that blasted whistle around with him everywhere. Makes it so hard to sneak up on him without attracting attention. You see, that's why I flew you up here, where no one can hear you scream. You'd no idea my wings could fly this high.
No.
And I intend to go higher.
Please don't let me go.
You're getting ever so heavy, Mr. Connolly, and I'm not as strong as I used to be on account of my asthma.
I don't want to be dropped, no.
You were right about one thing you said to Sergeant McCabe, though. It is true that I don't like being screwed. I prefer to keep that kind of activity for my books.
Please, Minister, I beg you.
I grow tired, Mr. Connolly, and dawn is approaching, so I'm afraid I will have to let you go. Nothing like a little bloodletting at dusk. It's unlikely he'd be found. He's landed beside one of those rural garda stations I closed. I really ought to get an inhaler.
Yes, well, we're looking ahead to Twickenham tomorrow, but first, a quick word on tonight's game between France and Wales. Ronald O'Gara! Your predictions.
Well, it all depends on which French team turns up, Tom. Like, you know, if the rugby team turns up, you fancy their chances. But if it's the French figure skating team, you know, anything could happen.
All right, Conor O'Shea?
Look, over a century, France have beaten Wales 76.253% of the time when they play Cardiff on a Friday in these conditions. So my money's on France, Tom.
Right. George, Conor's backing France. Is he right? Will the Welsh collapse again?
Look, Tom, when Ronald Reagan tried to close the Welsh coal mines in the 18th 1970s.
Briefly, Tom.
The Welsh male voice choirs wouldn't let him do it.
Right.
This is the nation that gave us Tom Jones, Catherine Jenkins and Charlotte Church.
Okay, George.
What Connor seems to be forgetting
what?
Is that France hasn't had a decent hooker since Marie Curie discovered the baguette in 1789.
Makes no sense.
These guys play rugby the way Napoleon invaded Argentina.
I lost him at Catherine Jenkins, Tom.
We've 45 seconds left, gentlemen. Ireland versus England. Connor?
Ireland can win, you know, if they hold their momentum, do the simple things and stick to what they did against Wales 2 weeks ago.
All right. Ronan, very briefly.
Absolutely. Ireland can win, but the first 80 minutes, they're going to be crucial, Tom.
What? George, your view. 15 seconds.
This is an Irish team that's no number 7, no number 35, no square root of minus 43 and a half.
You 5 seconds.
But when Henry VIII defeated the Nazis at the Battle of Hastings,
George,
he famously said, a horse, a kingdom for my heart.
We're at the end of the program.
You cannot compete in this professional era at this level without hogging the microphone.
Let's go.
Disagreeing with everyone else on the panel.
You're on your
and
own,
refusing
George.
To shut up.
Goodbye.
That's the modern game. If you don't believe me, look at Dunphy.
George, we're off air. Everybody's gone home now. George?
That tickles Ingrid. Ring me the zoo.
Hello and welcome to 6-1. I'm Dobbo with the top stories. Unfortunately, Sharon Violatron is away having her email spam filters cleaned, so here in her place is a TV3 news bot.
Good evening, Brian. Good evening, viewers.
Excuse me, only my mama uses my given name. And here we either say good evening or cough something incomprehensible in Irish. This isn't some morning show-off or roundabout in Clondalkin, you know.
Right,
I don't know what that means, but it sounds more like it. The headlines tonight, President Higgins launches crusade on ethics. Only in Ireland would we elect a president who's 5'2" to be above politics.
Irish diaspora confirmed as giant cliche as Tato, Club Orange and Barry's Tea to be sold in Australia.
Shock as a young woman tries to perform a lewd act on the Lewis and no one manages to video it.
It comes just a week after TD Olivia Mitchell had her purse stolen on the Lewis.
Although that's a snatch of another kind entirely.
Pussy Riot attacked by Cossacks at Russia's Winter Olympics.
And yet Brendan O'Connor walks the streets without fear. It's a funny old world.
And there was one winner of this week's Rehab Lotto jackpot. The numbers drawn were €240,000 a year, and the bonus is an Audi Q5 company car.
It's official. Angela Cairns, the AK-47, is loaded.
There and welcome to Weheron. Just to recap tonight, hey, the weather will gradually clear to showers, followed by spells in which water will fall from the sky there. Then tomorrow will start with droplets of H2O descending from on high, and that will give way to wet conditions. Before we leave you this evening, we'd just like to acknowledge a number of complaints we received here at Weheron. To the complainant who suggested we abandon the word Munster on the basis that the weather is very often different in Waterford than to Clare, we wish to clarify that tomorrow it'll be fair in Clare and Waterford it'll be blah. And to the man who frequently complained that we overlook Nicaragua in our forecasts, tomorrow will be sunny and hot in Nicaragua. That's West Nicaragua, of course. While over in the east of the country, it'll be sunny and hot. Another caller complained about her use of the term Holy Week. While it's too early to look ahead to this year's 7 days before chocolate roundy thing Sunday, we're not Donegal postmen after all, we can assure you that we will be taking care not to offend anyone and either busy off licence Thursday, not all it's cracked up to be Friday, or Jesus that lamb is an awful price Saturday. Well, that's all for me. Jean Bourne will be here tonight with your late forecast wearing a rubber bondage dress, which amazingly nobody has complained about. That's it for me. Bye bye.
Breakfast Republic.
Woohoo!
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning. Uh-huh. Up the Breakfast Republic.
My who?
Chucky our cornflakes.
All right, all right. Remember, we want to hear your story about your favourite Gansey, so text us in 51552, putting the words Breakfast Republic first. According to, well, we're having the absolute crack here this morning. I'm the wacky one.
I'm the frothy female sidekick. Fassbender's got a great arse.
All right, steady on, Mary Lou.
I'm the grown-up one. I know where the bodies are buried.
No, Angus. Nobody knows where they're buried, okay?
I know where the chips are buried.
Come here. Who is the hardest dad, would you say?
Oh, sorry, what's this now?
Woohoo!
Like, my dad is so hard, he once shied a bear on. Quite literally.
That is proper hard. Yeah. My dad used to walk around the leafy roads of Rathgar without a coat on. Oh. In November.
Oh!
Well, my brother's quite hard.
What?
Okay, let's hear the lies from Katy Perry.
Woohoo!
Breakfast Republic.
This is The Last Word on Today FM.
Hello and welcome to The Last Resort with me, Matt Cooper. Now, Colin the Gooch Cooper, no relation, has hurted himself last Saturday. What does this mean for Kerry football? Pat Spillane and Colm O'Rourke are on the line.
Well, honestly, Matt, I think we're totally bunch. We wouldn't even beat London without the Gooch.
It wouldn't beat Kilkenny. Even.
Wouldn't even beat Mayo. I don't know. I suppose we'd need a miracle of some kind.
Well, what do you suggest that we...
What's that smell, Pat? Be dead, I think it's a smell of serious intensity. Dolce & Gabbana of some kind of... Oh, holy shit!
Remind you no swearing on the radio, please, or else Dennis will be breaking my ball.
It's your man.
It's Galvin Klein. No man is an island, but I'm not just a man.
Yeah, I thought you'd retired, Paul, and thrown in the Gucci towel.
I've hung up my Hugo Boss boots.
Ooh.
To quote Shia LaBeouf,
ooh,
I'm not famous anymore, like.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. What's going on now?
He's after jumping through a window, Matt, and his clothes are cut to pieces. No. His top is like that anyway when he came in. He's grand, Matt.
Okay, now, Kerry needs a new man. What about that fella, Michael Fassbender? He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he's up to much at all.
I don't think so, no.
Sure, doesn't he have all the criteria? He has a ginger beard. Ginger?
He's that. Just like the Gooch, huh?
Is he handy at all, Pat?
Well, that I don't know, but sure, he's from Kerry, he likes his clothes, and he's ginger. Wouldn't that be enough for us, like?
I suppose. Well, what did you say his name was again, Matt?
Fassbender.
No. I don't know, Fast is good. The county board would have no problem with Fast, but the other bit...
Neil Francis wouldn't like that.
No.
Well, I suppose you could have a point there.
Couldn't we just find another O'Shea or something with serious intensity?
What about Dahi?
Well, maybe a man Fassbender might be worth a run out after all.
Coming up on The Last Resort, some discussions with people I used to work with in the Sunday Tribune with me, Matt Cooper. Bye-bye.
I would just like to apologise for the G-Sock saga.
No, Phil, this isn't your fault.
Are you sure?
No, seriously, it's nothing to do with you.
Finally, there's something. We'll have more after the break.
RTE Radio 1.
Are you meddling again?
Possibly.
Gabriel Byrne continues to delve into the dark side of 1950s Dublin in Quirk.
Perhaps I should go to the police.
You saw what he did to my Deirdre.
If I do it, you may never, ever judge me again.
Pursuing the answers to hidden mysteries.
I've got myself in a terrible mess.
Quirk. Sunday at 9:30 on RTE One Television.
Good things come to those who don't wait. That's why Audi has extended the Audi 2014 Future Now sales event. The 2014 Audi A4 is powerful yet efficient. Enhance yours with our exclusive upgrade package, including fine Nappa leather xenon LED lights and MMI navigation for a limited time only. Visit your local authorised Audi dealer. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Terms and conditions apply. Visit audi.ie/future now.
When your car's insured with AXA, you know you're well protected. And now, for a limited time, you can get that AXA protection at a discounted price. We're taking 10% off the cost of all premiums till the end of March. Minimum premium of €317, new customers only. Cannot be used with other offers. Optional purchases are not included. Offer price cheaper than December 2013. So hurry, call us today on 1890 247 365 or visit axa.ie. AXA, redefining standards. AXA Insurance Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Terms and conditions apply.
It's that time of year again. The Mediterranean sun has done its work for another season. Each orange bursting with goodness, as yet again we capture nature at its most radiant.
Fallon No Added Sugar Orange Marmalade. 100% natural goodness straight from our kitchen to yours. As we say in Kule, sail father is Cree Fallon. Reach for Fallon No Added Sugar Orange Marmalade with all the goodness of home recipes.
RTE Radio 1.
The legendary production of Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre for the very first time. Thrilling, audacious and totally original. A global phenomenon, says the Times. Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake from the 25th of February to the 1st of March. Tickets on sale now.
Entertainment updates with RTE Radio 1.
The Newtown Stewart Drama Festival is now on in St Eugene's Hall, Newtown Stewart, County Tyrone. Part of the RTE All-Ireland Drama Festival.
RTE, supporting the arts.
RTE Radio 1.
There's a mole, right at the top of the circus. He's been there for years.
If my phone is tapped, they'll find out about my afternoon naps.
Things aren't always what they seem.
Noonan, we've been bugged!
I know, I got a cream for that, thankfully, and now I'm walking comfortably again.
And every day ladies ask me if there's a file in my pocket, or am I just happy to see them? Well, today I actually do have a massive file in me, and it would terrify every lady.
They're saying there's something rotten at the heart of this government. I got a cream for that as well, and now I'm sitting comfortably again, thank you.
Michael!
The espionage thriller of the decade.
We're not so different, you and I, Commissioner. We both want to stop that meddling Wallace fellow.
Tinker.
How dare you? I'm an elected TD.
Traitor.
These disgusting whistleblowers have left our members exposed in the Garda Síochána.
Shatter.
Pop into insomnia, Simon, and fetch me a typo negative latte. Extra caffeine because I tend to stay up all night.
Spy. Maybe there's more than one, Alan. Despise.
I despise them all.
Tinker, traitor, shatter, spy. The acclaimed drama with a very disappointing ending.
What did you think would happen? That I'd fly away?
Of course I can't get rid of him.
Surely he can't be killed. He's immortal. Oh, fucking hell.
Callan's Cakes! Don't forget you can listen back to this and other episodes of Callan's Cakes on the RT Radio Player. It's far easier than moving the proverbial dial. Well, we're here preparing for the big game in Twickenham. I'm joined here by the big man, Neil Francis. Neil, what's the word in the street about this match?
I was at the National Ballet last night, and at the interval there was only one question on the lips of the audience. You know, will the Irish pack be able to man up to the English?
And what will the atmosphere be like in the dressing room, Neil?
Well, it's incredibly intense. You know, players parade around the dressing room, tops off, geeing each other up.
Right.
There's an intoxicating atmosphere of sweat, adrenaline and testosterone. You grab the player beside you and you hug and you know at that very moment that you could do anything.
Yes, but enough about that. What is it like down there in the scrums?
It's incredible. You know, you grab the man beside you on one side and the other man on the other side, and then you all go down together like it's Swan Lake, holding on to each other for dear life.
Wow.
There's a special bond in that scrum, Ryle.
Really?
It's almost like love.
And if you win?
That's a feeling of ecstasy like you wouldn't know. You know, massages, rub downs, showers, hot tubs.
I see.
You know, it could go on all night.
Well, you know, all that hugging and massages and rub downs, some people might think it's a bit...
It's a bit...
Never mind, Neil.
Go on, spit it out.
No, it's gone completely out of my head.
I think I know the word you were about to use.
Just forget about it.
Manly.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks.
Manly.
Hello there, I'm Duncan Stewart, back with Eco Eye, or as I like to call it, you're still doing everything wrong. Now, if only Ireland wasn't so dependent on them, we could explore alternatives to fossil fuels like Gabe Byrne and Marty Whelan. In that spirit, today I'll be talking to Caoilte McWhinemill about retrofitting our forests so the trees don't lose their leaves in the autumn. I'll also be having a chat with Marty Morrissey, the world's first human solar panel. We look also at RTÉ's new recycling initiative, where the same people are put on comedy panel shows forever and ever. And lastly, I will personally be bringing Michael Flatley's rhino horn back from China to Castle Hyde and shoving it where the sun don't shine. That's Eco Eye, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. if the world hasn't been burnt to a crisp or completely flooded, which might very well happen if you don't listen to me. And don't forget the carbon monoxide poisoning. That's a silent killer. It's killing you as I speak. In fact, the way I'm speaking is probably killing you even now. You need an alarm. Don't get destroyed alarm.
Huh? This is amazing technology, Varadkar. Are you sure we can hear the two Mickeys having a chat all the way from here?
Of course, Taoiseach. We managed to plant the bug yesterday, so...
Big up.
I'll just tune it in here. Just listen in.
Good man, little Mickey. Now, are you certain we can listen into Gilmore and Howlin' and the boys?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain, Big Mickey. I managed to get someone to slip a bug in. Just if you just listen out there, you should be able to hear them.
This is absolutely a groundbreaking work, Brendan. And you're absolutely positive we can find out what Jerry and the Shinners are planning.
Yes, I think I've just found the right frequency now. Our bug was planted only yesterday.
Well, this could be very significant indeed, Pierce. How did you manage to do it, by the way?
Well, we got a friend to sneak into Enda's office disguised as a cleaner. So, listen. We have liftoff now, listen. So... we are now listening to the two Mickeys, is that right, Leo? Because I'm a bit confused.
I'm afraid so, but unfortunately it looks like everyone else is as well.
Could you speak up there, Taoiseach?
Jerry!
I just no. can't hear
Jerry!
You,
Brian.
Come here to me, you.
What?
Huh?
What is the meaning of this, Kevin?
I got your message, Mr. President. There's no escape
Kevin!
Now.
Go stop on. It!
Who's a ticklish president?
Stop!
Go on.
Stop
there you
it!
Go. A little bit
stop,
more.
Kevin.
What?
At once.
If you say so, Mr. President.
What are you doing?
You can't beat a good tickle, can you? I got your message. You said it was time now for a tickle.
Ethical? I said it was time for ethical matters.
What? Oh.
I wanted your help for my
right.
ethical crusade.
Okay.
Have you ever considered the ethics of what we're actually doing here, Kevin?
I just thought we were killing time till we go to Lanzarote again and then...
No, not what we are doing here. I mean society.
Oh.
Do we want to be the kind of society that is bold enough to take an ethical stance on serious moral issues? I feel a crusade coming on.
It'd take a couple of rennies. That should sort it out.
I want to leave my mark on this office.
Oh, I got the Polish cleaner to sort that out. Thank God for Job Bridge, huh?
This is a serious matter, Kevin.
What?
My mind has been taxed by the importance of these... Kevin!
Tickle, 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 Mr. President.
Perhaps a little light relief doesn't go astray from time to time.
No. Here's a little
Sabina,
tickle for
me.
Citizen.
Oh, it's too much.
Goodness sake. Do you want me to get him, darling?
Oh, would you sigh? I'm so tired.
All right. There. Come on now. There, sweetheart.
You're so good with him, Simon, darling.
I don't mind the crying so much. I've heard a lot worse on X Factor.
Oh, Simon. Is me so cute with that soft, fluffy down of hair and the little wrinkly face?
Perhaps we should have called him Louis.
Simon?
Yes, doll. You look a little uncomfortable there, by the way.
It's the swollen boobs.
I know. They're massive, aren't they? Do you want me to put a top on?
Would you mind, sweetheart? Eric's getting a little confused.
What? Oh, Eric. No, mine don't work. Here you go, love.
Right. Welcome back to the programme. Now, last Sunday saw the start of a new crime drama on Ireland. Quirk stars Dublin-born actor Gabriel Byrne, who's sitting right in front of me now. And you're very welcome.
It's great to be here, Marion. Like, I love to be back home in Dublin, you know what I mean?
Now, play
think Quirk must have been a doddle for a true blue dub like yourself, Gabriel.
Well, you know, like, it's still a job of work to get into the role, you know.
And let's hear a clip from the programme.
Right.
I know as you would have did it, you dirty scoundrel. I'm gonna hunt you down, you hear? Absolutely spot on. And you seem to be all over our screens at the moment. You're also playing a Scandinavian chief in that television series. Let's hear you in action in Vikings.
I invite you guys to plunder my wife at my party. Now get off my sidewalk.
Well, I have to say, absolutely uncanny.
Thanks.
You'd swear you were brought up in Copenhagen, Gabriel.
Well, I spend a lot of time there, you know, just to get the accent right.
Right. And I hear you're playing one of the Chilean miners.
Yeah, that's just an unbelievable story about the rescue down there, you know.
A huge amount of research indeed gone into that as well. Here's a small clip from that drama.
Of all the holes in all the places in all the world, we fall into this one.
Come here, you must have studied Spanish for ages to get the accent right.
Hasta la vista, Marion, you know what I mean?
Tell me, are there any roles left now that you'd really love to play?
Well, the centenary of the 1916 Rising is interesting.
Go on, give us a blast of your Porrick Pierce, go on.
You dirty rats, I'm going to pump you guys full of lead.
You're a shoe-in for the Oscar, Gabriel. A shoe-in.
I don't care much for the Oscars. It's just another shakedown. It's like the gathering on steroids.
Right, right.
Callan's Cakes!
Right, we return now to the ongoing GSOC controversy and let's examine the evidence so far to clear the air of confusion. First of all, we had the Verimus report, which found conclusively that the Ombudsman's coffee was bugged. Michael Clifford of the Examiner has more.
You realise, Sean, that only the Gardaí could be involved here. Democracy is crumbling and the state is collapsing. I'd say this line is bugged. Are they tapping me? Am I being tapped?
We're on the air. Everyone can hear you. There'll be no need to bug you.
Save yourself, Sean. Just pretend. And you never heard this story at all.
Some news just in. We've received a tape purporting to show two Gardaí in a flower truck with a large satellite on top pointing a huge microphone in the direction of GSOC. Nothing suspicious here.
Well, I would suggest that you destroy that tape, Sean.
What?
They'll get you too, you know.
What do you want about
There's me? There's a sinkhole in Kilkenny, Sean.
Yes?
That was them.
What? Mick? Anyway, Alan Shatter is assuring the public that state bodies are secure, and to prove that, the Ritz report was leaked from government and found that insomnia was the real target of spying, probably by Bewley's or Cafe Java. We're joined by Paul Williams of The Independent.
How are you, Sean?
And Paul Reynolds of RTE.
Good morning, Sean.
Paul Williams, we now have proof, clear as day, of members of the Garda bugging GSOC.
Well, Sean, first of all, I want to say I'm not taking sides here, but there are a number of possible explanations for this particular video.
Right.
My sources suggested this video could be an elaborate prank by members of the public dressed in Garda uniforms.
Well, hang on
and
now.
There's no suggestion of anyone involved in the force being involved in this.
Well, Paddy O'Gorman has interviewed one of the men in this suspicious flower truck, and here's the clip.
Hello there. Do you mind me asking, you've been here now for many hours. What are you doing here?
We're just delivering flowers here.
Right.
So step away from the vehicle or you'll be detained under Section 9 of the Public Order Act 94.
Oh dear. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, friend.
Sorry to you.
What do you make of that, Paul Reynolds?
Far from confirming your suspicions that this was a Garda bugging operation, this simply confirms one of a myriad of totally innocent explanations without wishing to take sides in any way, show the Garda Síochána in the best possible light.
That's right, my sources are indicating the same thing, Sean.
There's another development now. Insomnia have released a statement saying they've sacked their coffee taster after he admitted warning the coffee blower that he might get scalded.
That's no surprise. Those coffee dealers are scumbags, Sean.
I'm sorry, there seems to be some kind of interference on the line there, Paul. What's that in the background there?
It's Freaky Fridays in Coppers, Sean. It's just opened up for the night.
What?
Get around in, Paul. I'm just at the cloakroom.
No banner, Brady.
There we have to leave it, gentlemen.
Paul Williams, Irish Independent, not taking sides.
Ha!
Now, the government is planning to introduce roadside drug testing, and here to discuss them is the Minister for Transport.
Good evening.
How will these tests work?
Well, the Gardaí will stop motorists, and if they become suspicious, ask for a sample of their saliva.
Their saliva, Minister?
Yes.
Isn't asking a drugged-up madman to spit at guards just asking for trouble and haranguing?
Well, saliva is required to test for a wide variety of drugs. The results take about 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yes.
Who's going to pass the news to a frightened and ignorant country if I'm pulled up on the M50 spitting in a Bangarda because you think I'm hopped up on Vincent, poppers and Robbie Tussin?
Vincent, people can relax in their cars, perhaps listening to some sport on the radio.
What?
Brian O'Driscoll is back for his final Six Nations campaign. Will it all end in glory?
You're just changing the subject.
Will he finally hit the perfect Grand Slam for Ireland by potting black and getting a clean 180?
Listen, just go home, Minister. Like you're high.
High on the glory of the triple jump.
Quick look at the papers on the GSOC controversy before we go. The Irish Independent headline: quick look at Ukraine. The Star: don't look at us, we're owned by the same guy. The Herald: what they said. The Irish Times headline: what the actual f***. And the Examiner: Cork radio wars over DJ, the gloves and trousers are off. And I'm off. Goodbye.
And that was Callan's Kicks, an independent production for RTE by Catchy Title Studios with Oliver Callan. And you can listen back to the programme on the RTE Radio Player online or on your mobile with the Radio Player app for iPhone and Android. This is RTE Radio 1. The time now is 7 o'clock.
RTE News on Radio 1 with Vivian Traynor. Good evening. The European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has described an agreement in Ukraine to end a political crisis there as a positive step, but warned that implementing it would be very challenging. The Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and three opposition leaders today signed the EU-mediated deal following a violent standoff that has left dozens dead. The deal opens the way for an early presidential poll before the end of the year. It also provides for a national unity government and constitutional changes reducing the president's power. Catherine Ashton said there must be an immediate end to the violence.
Implementation is going to be key and very challenging. And in everything that we now do, we need to support the Ukrainian people to implement this agreement. It's a Ukrainian agreement and it should be implemented by them, and we will support them in doing that. Thank you.
The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin today called for an independent inquiry into the handling of allegations made by Garda whistleblowers. It comes as the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, has directed his department to conduct an internal review of correspondence relating to claims made by Garda whistleblowers.